Pakistan, Honorable Director General of FAO, Mr. Secretary, respected chairpersons, excellency, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen. This is another great opportunity to highlight our shared goals for food provision and fight hunger. As we discuss agriculture food systems transformation, our common goals are the same, but our needs and priorities might be different. Since the beginning of COVID-19 pandemic, like any other countries in the globe, Afghanistan has been hit hard, not only in the health sector, but also the food system and farmers' livelihood. Afghanistan is an agriculture country, and approximately 70% of its population is engaged in agriculture. Most of the 70% earn their livelihood. At present, agriculture contribution to national GDP is about 23%. However, during the pre-war era, the contribution of agriculture to GDP was 50%. Total Afghanistan agriculture land is about 7.8 million hectares, and only 12% is used for agriculture. Based on the food security and nutrition strategy of the Islamic Republic of Afghanistan, like many other developing countries in the world, Afghanistan is also coping with severe and widespread food and nutrition insecurity. Around 33% of Afghans suffer from food insecurity, and 40% of Afghan children of less than 5 years old experience chronic undernourishment. 55% of Afghans are living under the poverty line. There are several epidemics that are responsible for food and nutrition insecurity in Afghanistan. Climate change is one of the most important constraints because of which Afghanistan occasionally experiences drought, making living conditions more difficult for vast majority of Afghan people. In recent years, the amount of rainfall has decreased from 400 millimeters to 250 to 300 millimeter per year. Major dry land farming depends on annual rainfall, whereas majority irrigated crops depend on water from snow melting. If no sufficient snowfall during the winter season, there will be drought in the subsequent growing season, meaning that the reduced annual rainfall and insufficient annual snowfall will adversely affect crop productivity, livestock sector, and also rangeland, and also increase water stress on permanent crop and natural vegetation in the coming season. The low rainfall and insufficient snowfall in 2020 will more likely cause drought countrywide, and government of Afghanistan, in particular, the Minister of Agriculture, is taking necessary measures to address food and nutrition shortfalls in the case of emergency. To mitigate and reduce negative impact of drought, Afghanistan needs urgent improvements in the irrigation system by constructing watersheds, irrigation canals, and concrete water channels, along with developing appropriate crop production packages, such as improved seeds, fertilizer, drought-tolerant, disease-resistant, and high-yielding varieties for the major crops. In addition, Ministry of Agriculture has been taking drastic steps for redressing other problems such as pest and disease, natural disaster, loss of biodiversity, habitat destruction, and the ongoing conflict which directly affect our current agro-systems. Therefore, one of our greatest challenge of the 21st century is to meet society's growing food needs while concurrently mitigating the impact of environment on agriculture. Like the great contribution made by the FAO and other international donor organizations in the rebuilding of Afghanistan and boosting its economic growth in the past, of which the government and the people of Afghanistan has been very grateful, and the government of Afghanistan for tackling the possible food insecurity and malnutrition problem because of COVID-19 and drought in the country, urgently needs further general assistance of the FAO and other international donors in the following high priority areas. Improvement irrigation system by building more watershed and irrigation canals to access more water to improve productivity, and also increased wheat and other cereal crop production by assisting poor farmers with improved seeds, fertilizer, pesticide, and agriculture inputs.
Minister, we can't hear you.